I think one of the most traumatizing things that you can go through as a child is getting put under anesthesia at a children's hospital. And the reason I say this is because for some reason, every children's hospital has the need to use the most diabolical methods of waking the kids up from their anesthesia. And I would know because I was put under anesthesia multiple times as a child, and they would always find a new cruel way of waking me up. Now you see, I had a lot of problems with my ears as a kid that called for a lot of surgeries to fix that also required me to be put under anesthesia. And every time I'd go in for one of these surgeries, before putting me under, they'd tell me, they'd be like, you know, you can die from anesthesia. Like, you may just not wake up. And Lil Marker did not know what to do with that information because I knew I needed to get the surgery. So I was like, just freaking out, kind of. That being said, I distinctly remember this one time that they put me under anesthesia at the hospital, and I went under, and when I woke up, I kid you not, there was a miniature unicorn in my hospital room, and all the doctors and nurses were like, oh my gosh, the unicorn came to visit you. You're so lucky. And Lil Marker was like, what's going on? And I was like loopy because I had just woken up from anesthesia, and I'm just like, wait, how is there a unicorn in my hospital room? Like, unicorns aren't real. And then I'm like, wait, am I dead? Am I in heaven? And I just start bawling my eyes out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm dead. And the doctors were like, that's a normal reaction. And then one of the nurses proceeds to get this like piano keyboard thing out and hold it in front of the and it starts playing the piano. So I'm just crying while this piano is being played really badly by the unicorn. Anyways, 5 excruciating minutes later of this unicorn playing the piano, I start freaking out. Like, I start legitimately shaking. And I'm just like, unicorns aren't real. Unicorns aren't real. And thankfully, one of the nurses catches on and she's just like, oh my God, honey, it's not a real unicorn. And she takes off the horn from the unicorn and she's just like, oh, it's just a hat. It's a miniature horse, honey. After that, I had to take a moment to like ground myself because I legitimately thought that I had met my maker. Like, I thought I was in heaven, but eventually I came to terms with the fact that I was not dead, and I was like, thank God. And looking back, I understand the perspective of the hospital. Like, they want to make it feel special and whimsical for the kids, but it did not work for me. And I went under anesthesia multiple times after that, and each time they would wake me up with like a new crazy thing. Like, I kid you not, they woke me up with a children's choir this one time, and another time they woke me up with a Beyonce impersonator. It was crazy. So let me know if y'all want to hear about those.